Alright, let's build a Subsign-style bassline in Ableton Live 12, with that old-school jungle and early DNB energy, but make it DJ-friendly, so it actually works in a real mix. In this lesson, we're not just chasing a cool bass sound, we're building a bass part that has weight, movement, and structure. The kind of bassline that can sit under a chopped breakbeat, leave space for the snare to punch through, and still feel heavy when the drop lands. That's the real goal here. Deep sub, a bit of rude mid-range character, and an arrangement that gives DJs room to blend it in and out cleanly. So first, set your tempo somewhere in the DNB zone. 172 BPM is a great starting point. That's fast enough to feel like jungle or old-school drum and bass, but still comfortable for a rolling groove. Then create three tracks, one for drums, one for sub, and one for mid-bass. Keep them separate from the beginning. That makes the low end much easier to control later, and honestly, that separation is one of the biggest beginner wins in bass music production. Start with the drums. You want a breakbeat or a simple programmed break style loop in place first, because in DNB the bass should enter the drums, not fight them. The drums are your grid. The bass has to sit around them, not just slam notes on every beat. Now go to the bass sub track and make a very simple MIDI clip, just one or two bars long. Don't overthink it. One of the most common beginner mistakes is trying to make the bass line busy too early. In jungle and old school DNB, space is part of the groove. A few strong notes will often hit harder than a wall of notes. A good starting idea is something like this. Put a root note on beat 1. Add another note slightly before or after beat 2, then maybe a syncopated note near the end of the bar. You can also try an occasional octave move for a little lift. Keep the notes short at first, with gaps between them. If the snare lands in the middle of the bar, leave it room. That gap is part of what makes the groove feel punchy. For the sub sound itself, load operator on the bass sub track. Operator is perfect for this because it gives you a clean sign style sub very quickly. Start with a sine wave, keep the patch simple, and make sure you're not adding unnecessary brightness or complexity. You want this layer to feel stable and solid, like the foundation of the whole tune. Set the amp envelope so the note starts quickly, with almost no attack, and then hold smoothly. A short release is fine, just enough to avoid clicks and keep the notes clean. The sub should feel like a deep tone, not like a pluck. If it sounds too flashy, it's probably doing too much. After operator, add EQ 8, if needed. Gently high pass around 20 to 30 Hz just to clean up subsonic rumble. If the sound feels cloudy, you can trim a little low mid buildup, but be careful here. Don't brighten the sub. Don't hype it. The sub is here for weight, not sparkle. Now move to the bass mid track. This is where the personality lives. You can use Waveable, Analog, or even another operator instance, but for a beginner-friendly workflow, Waveable is a great choice. Pick a saw-based or harmonically rich sound. Keep it mostly mono, and then tame the filter, so it doesn't get too bright or too modern. A little detune can give you that subtle Reese flavor, but keep it light. You want movement, not a huge wide wobble. The mid layer should sound rude enough to cut through smaller speakers, but not so wild that it eats the bass line alive. Add saturator to this mid layer and give it a small amount of drive. Something like 2 to 6 dB is often enough. Turn soft clip on if needed. This is a really useful move because it creates harmonics, and harmonics help the bass read on headphones, laptop speakers, and club systems alike. In DNB, that matters a lot. The sub hits you in the room, but the mid layer helps your ear understand the rhythm and shape. A really important idea here is to split the job between the sub and the mid. Think of it like this. The sub is boring on purpose, and that's good. The mid layer is where the rhythm, grit, and attitude live. If you only remember one thing from this lesson, remember that. Sub equals steady. Mid equals movement. You can use the same MIDI clip on both tracks at first. That's the simplest way to get started. But if you want a little more life, duplicate the MIDI and edit the mid layer separately. Let the sub hold long notes, while the mid layer adds little syncopations, pickup notes, or tiny octave jumps. That contrast creates a much more authentic old-school feel. Now listen to the bass against the drums. This is where the real shaping starts. Move notes slightly earlier or later if needed until the groove locks in. Shorten notes that blur into the snare. If the break is busy, reduce the density of the bass rather than adding more. A lot of beginners think heavier means more notes, but in DNB, heavier often means more discipline. Use the velocity lane too. Even simple bass notes feel more alive if some hits are slightly stronger than others. Try giving the first beat a strong accent, then let the response notes come in a little softer. That call and response phrasing is a classic DNB move. It keeps the bass line feeling like it's talking to the drums instead of just repeating itself. Next, clean up the low end with EQ and compression. On the sub track, keep it centered and simple. On the mid track, high pass gently around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. That step alone can make a huge difference. If you want the bass to breathe a bit more, add compressor or glue compressor and use sidechain input from the kick or main drum hit. Keep it subtle. You're not trying to make huge pumping EDM style movement here. You just want the bass to duck out of the way a little and then return with force. That breathing space is part of the old school energy. It makes the track feel alive and functional on the dance floor. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where the DJ-friendly part really matters. A great DNB bassline isn't just a loop. It has shape across the arrangement. Use automation to build that shape. A simple structure could be drums only in the intro, then full sub and mid at the drop, then after 8 bars remove one bass note or mute the mid layer briefly for tension, then bring it back with a variation. In a breakdown, you can filter the bass down or mute it for a moment, then return with more energy for the next drop. Automate the filter cutoff on the mid layer, or automate the volume so the bass becomes thinner in the intro and outro. That creates room for DJs to mix. This is really important in jungle and DNB because selectors need clean entry and exit points. If your intro is too full, it becomes harder to blend. If your outro is too crowded, it's harder to mix out. So keep those sections a little more open and let the bass arrive when it matters. If you want to push the character further, you can resample the bass later. That's optional, but it's a great move if you want a darker edge. Record the mid layer to audio, then chop it, reverse it, or process it with effects like redux or auto filter. That can give you a more gritty, chopped bass feel. But for now, keep it simple and focus on getting the groove working first. Now check the bass in mono. This is not optional for club-ready bass. Use utility if you need to. Keep the sub mono, ideally completely centered. Any stereo interest should live in the mid layer or above. If you hear the bass getting huge but blurry, the issue is often too much low mid buildup, not too much sub. So before you turn the sub down, try reducing the mid layer a little. Also check the bass quietly. That's a great teacher trick. If the groove still makes sense at low volume, the rhythm is strong. If it disappears, the pattern is probably depending too much on loudness instead of phrasing. A good bassline should still feel like a bassline even when it's barely turned up. Here's a useful practice approach. Build a 2-bar pattern with only 3 to 5 notes. Then make one small variation. Maybe one extra pickup note, maybe one octave change, maybe one bar with a longer hold. You don't need much. In fact, the fewer notes you use, the better your rhythm choices become. A strong DNB bassline is often more about timing and placement than about quantity. If you want a solid homework challenge, try building a 32-bar section at 172 BPM using only stock Ableton tools. Make a clean sub, a mid layer, one automation lane, one 2-bar variation, one 4-bar change, and separate intro and outro versions. Keep the sub mono and keep the note count low. Then mute the drums and see if the bass still has phrasing. Mute the mid layer and see if the track still holds weight. Finally, listen in mono and make sure the bass stays strong. That's the real test. If it works with a simple pattern, it's probably going to work even better once you start adding proper arrangement, drum edits, and transitions. So remember the big picture here: sub first, vibe second, movement third. Keep the sub clean and steady. Let the mid layer provide grit and rhythm, and write the bass to answer the drums. Do that, and you'll be way closer to a real jungle or old-school DNB record than a generic bass loop ever could be. All right, let's move on and hear it in context.